Zombie, tout ça.
Thank you for tuning in to Radio Frontier Channel, where we explore the frontiers of science and technology, from outer space to cyberspace and destinations in between. I'm your host, Richard Leese. The fantastic theme you just heard was composed and performed by Greg Martinez. The title is Frontier, and I'm very pleased with how it turned out. Finally, Radio Frontier Channel has music. Thank you very much, Greg. In this edition of Radio Frontier Channel, we will hear what some experts are saying about the rising popularity of podcasting, and we will quickly list the latest scientific findings from the Saturnian system by the Cassini Space Probe. This is Radio Frontier Channel for Tuesday, March 1st, 2005. So what do you think about the new theme? What do you think about this podcast? What do you think about the topics I'll cover today? You want to have your opinion aired on an upcoming episode? Well, please let me know. You can leave a voicemail message with the Radio Frontier Channel hotline at 206-202-3311. You can also send me email or audio files. The address is frontierchannel@frontierchannel.tv. You know, the media can't seem to get enough of podcasting these days. There have been some articles recently in USA Today, local newspapers, and even on NPR radio. The USA Today, in an article, says, "Podcasting's most distinctive quality lies in the capacity to time-shift the consumption of digital content. Users can grab and tote their favorite shows, then listen while commuting, exercising, or doing chores. Think TiVo for radio." The Radio Frontier Channel itself is enjoying incredible exposure. My traffic has almost quadrupled in just the last week. Now, where is podcasting heading? There's several podcast directories that are starting out, some of them with over 3,000 listings now. A few of them are www.podcast.net, www.podcastalley.com, and www.digitalpodcast.com, in addition to iPodder.org that includes an inclusive directory. There are also podcasts starting to appear about podcasting. For example, one guy is putting on a show called Behind the Scenes. He also puts on another religious-oriented podcast called The Godcast. And on his Behind the Scenes show, he discusses different issues, for example, copyright of music and the appropriate equipment to use. Another similar show is called The Point. He goes into much more detail about new products on the market for the audiophile. There's also a website with a link to all sorts of advice for podcasters. It's podcastexpert.com. So is the radio and music industry frightened by all of this? Well, USA Today mentioned that they tried to contact Apple about this phenomenon, since many people are putting these podcasts on their iPod using the iTunes software, but Apple didn't respond. There also seems to be little comment coming out of the RIAA and other music-related industry bodies. A lot of podcasts now are using unsigned bands and their songs as the music, and that kind of avoids any copyright issues. In the future, it looks like we're going to see video podcasts soon. In fact, there's a few 3 to 4 minute clips that people are experimenting with. It's a pretty incredible phenomenon that seems to have come out of the blue, as all good technology does. I'm keeping this edition of Radio Frontier Channel short because I have a lot of work to do on the site, but I wanted to mention that the latest issue of Science has a lot of neat articles in it about the Cassini space probe at Saturn and some of the latest scientific research based on that data. Some of the headlines include work on Saturn's rings and small satellites, including the discovery of a few new moons, some more results on Phoebe, the first moon that Cassini passed as it was heading towards Saturn, a result about Saturn's atmosphere, temperature, winds, and composition of the entire Saturnian system, ultraviolet imaging spectroscopy showing an active Saturnian system, radio and plasma wave observations, oxygen discovered in the system, plasma in Saturn's magnetosphere, and several others. In this edition, there are also incredible pictures from Saturn. I want to start mentioning some of the podcasts that I'm listening to that I really enjoy. One of those is Slacker Astronomy at www.slackerastronomy.org. The episodes available now on that site are test episodes, and the podcast will formally launch in about 2 weeks. They put together recent astronomy news and talk about it in an entertaining and kind of funny way, and the three hosts are actually real astronomers. So head on over to slackerastronomy.org if you're interested in astronomy news and you want a little humor and a lot of information with that. A list of links to more information about this week's stories can be found on the Radio Frontier Channel website at www.frontierchannel.tv/radio/radio.htm. Remember, I want to hear from you. Please call the Radio Frontier Channel hotline at 206-202-3311 or email frontierchannel@frontierchannel.tv. All those addresses may be a little difficult for you to write down from a podcast, but you can find everything just by going to the website. Thanks again for listening, and please join me next week for more news and commentary from the frontiers of science and technology. Maybe. Some beautiful.